Greetings, peace, and light, family, and welcome back to my Dope Evolution podcast. I trust that everyone is well and safe and staying focused. I know that there is a lot going on in this world currently, but keep your eyes on the prize and don't get caught up in all that fracas. Trust and believe that everything works out the way that it's supposed to. My Dope Evolution has a new day and time. So new episodes will be uploaded every other Fridays at midnight. Friday, 12 a.m. in the morning. To avoid any confusion, Thursday nights at 11:59 p.m. Forgive me. I had to switch a few things up. I have a lot of things that's coming down the pipe, and I cannot afford anything to slip through the cracks or get left behind. So Thursdays at 11:59 p.m. or Friday mornings at midnight every other week. My Dope Evolution. Let's get into the next story. Okay, here it is. 10 years ago, my mother was murdered. She was shot in the back of her head by her ex. It has taken me quite some time to sort through my feelings. My mother and I had a very complex and complicated relationship. So when the news of her death came to me, I was emotionally stuck. When she passed, I was about 15 years old. Her and I just couldn't get along. We were like oil and water, just couldn't mix, no matter how much we tried. I admit, I was a very rebellious teenager, very difficult to get along with. Looking back now, I know she only wanted the best for me, which is why she came across so strict. But in my head, who the hell is she telling me what I need to do? You see, my mom wasn't the type to show love or affection, so I took it as she didn't have any love for me. So why should I listen to her when she didn't give a fuck about me? Things got so bad between us that she ended up shipping me off to live with my dad and his wife because she said she can't do nothing more for me. Ooh, that made the anger and the resentment towards her 100 times worse. But I digress. Mom was in a relationship with this man on and off for years. I always thought he was strange. And it wasn't anything that he did or he said. It was more like a vibe I got from him. But he wasn't my problem, so I thought nothing more of it. We learned later on, after she was killed, that he was abusing her, and that she finally gathered the strength to leave him for good this time. And well, he wasn't having it. She did everything she could to get as far as possible from him. Even the restraining order didn't faze him. I remember Mom called one evening to check in. I mean, we may not have gotten along well, but she still would call and check up on me. So she called, we had our check-in, and before she hung up, there was a moment of silence. And then I heard, "In spite of our differences, I want you to know that I love you, and all I ever wanted was the best for you." I remember feeling this sunken feeling in my stomach. Because that was so unusual. That was not like her. All I could say was, "Thanks, Mom." And we hung up. The next day, I was in class, and I was called to the principal's office. And when I got there, my dad was there with the principal. They both had this look on their face that I will never forget. Dad said to me, "We have to go." He shook the principal's hand and said, "Thank you." And the principal said in return, "I'm terribly sorry for your loss. I remember being startled and I looked back and I said, what loss? My dad said, let's go. On the way home, I kept asking, what loss, Dad? But Dad wouldn't say anything. When we got home, he sat me down and broke the news. My mom was shot 3 times in the back of her head. Her body was found behind a building in an alleyway. And yep, you may have guessed it by now, it was her ex that shot her. Nobody really knows what happened. There's a lot of speculation. He had been following her. She met up with him. But nobody really knows the truth. By the time the police were ready to make their arrest, he was found dead. He had killed himself. So there hasn't been much closure pertaining to my mom's death. Coping has been very hard. She wasn't there for prom. She wasn't there for graduation. She wasn't there for university graduation. She wasn't there for a lot of my milestones. I think the biggest thing for me was not being able to make things right with her. I loved my mother, regardless of everything. I think for me, I had a lot of resentment because she never showed me much love. I never felt affection from her. I would see how other moms would be with their children. They would show them love. They would hug them. They would kiss them. They would encourage them. I did not get that from my mom. But being the age that I'm at right now, I'm 27 years old, and listening to different stories about my mom, how she grew up, and about some of her experiences that she had, I realize now that she herself didn't receive that love. The affection, the love, the encouragement, all of those things that I expected from her, she has never experienced it herself. So, of course, how was she truly able to express that for me? Woo, child, I am deeply, deeply sorry for your loss. Losing a loved one is never easy, especially when they are lost so tragically. Trust that she hears you. Trust that she sees you and know that she loves you no matter what. And she knows that you love her. Everything else no longer matters. You have gained your own personal guardian angel. She watches over you. I also wanted to just briefly touch on a point that my sister made in this letter. She stated that she never got a chance to make things right with her mom. This, unfortunately, is the regret of many. A lot of us feel that we have our whole lives to make things right or to do things better. And this is where we go wrong, because we fail to understand that tomorrow is never promised for any of us. So if you have somebody that you haven't forgiven or you need to make peace with, now is the time to take the necessary steps to get right with them, because we do not know what tomorrow may bring. Sister girl, I thank you for sharing your story with us. And know that This community has our arms wide open for you. I would like to take this time to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. I thank you for your love and all of your support. I truly, truly appreciate it. And if you have a story that you would like me to share, please feel free to connect with me via email. It's a new day at gmail.com. That's ITSANUDAAI at gmail.com. Feel free to also connect with me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at It's a New Day. There you could stay up to date with what I'm doing and what's new with the community. If you would like more information about the community or even interested in joining the community, hit me up on the Patreon. I will be sure to leave the link in the description attached to this podcast. So, until next time, may everyone have a blessed filled week. Keep safe, stay blessed, and one love. I am Khalees. Until we connect again, have a good night.